P-Squid presents First Person Singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Patrice Facchioni draws strength from a special voice.
Some years ago, I wrote about Aretha Franklin's voice in my book Writing and the Spiritual Life, Finding Your Voice by Looking Within. Now that she's gone from our world in her physical body, how grateful I am that through her voice she lives. In 1986, the Michigan State Legislature declared Aretha Franklin's voice to be one of the state's natural resources. What a concept! A country's resources are its wealth, its means of producing wealth, according to my dictionary. Franklin's voice is a spiritual resource. Every time I hear her sing, I know why. Her voice is robust and beautiful. She slips into the low places, strong and steady there, then rises up to loftier notes. Hearing her sing, I want to live in her voice because it seems to say, you're going to encounter the difficult, but you're going to come out okay. And her voice says, stay with me a while as I sing to you. Loss, regret, joy, and the presence of the holy. Her voice can also be spunky, moving fast from one sound to the next. It energizes me. When I've got a difficult job to do, I turn her music on. When there's a long drive ahead, it's her tape I put into the player. I sing along and make the car shake. Her voice resonates with fortitude and strength, harmony and melody. Franklin's voice speaks to me in the place where I live.
Patrice Facchioni is a local author and teacher. For First Person Singular, this is Matilda Rand.